proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We've been looking at the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 7 through 10. In our last message, we began looking at Daniel chapter 10, in which Daniel sees a messenger sent by God, a messenger who had been sent out some 3 weeks earlier but had been resisted by a figure known as the Prince of the Kingdom of Persia. The messenger God sent told Daniel that, quote, "Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for the vision is yet for many days," unquote. Much of what this angel was about to impart related to the time, considering Alexander the Great's successors. But the main purpose of that vision was causing Daniel to know what would befall his people, the Jews, in the latter days. Once again, the nature of the revelations Daniel received overcame him physically. He set his face toward the ground and became unable to speak. But Daniel received divine help. Quote, "One like the similitude of the sons of men touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake," unquote. This assistant might have been another angel sent by God specifically to aid Daniel. As soon as Daniel acknowledged his physical weakness, quote, "There came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong." This other visitor could have been yet a different angel. After all, people often mistook angels for human beings. Abraham did this in the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis. In Daniel chapter 10, the messenger sent to the prophet asked him, quote, "Knowest thou wherefore I came unto thee?" unquote. Unlike in the second chapter of his book, Daniel had not asked God about the meaning of some dream he had, much less anticipating a divine response. His visitor from heaven was entirely unexpected. Nonetheless, God would show Daniel the meaning of his dream. Daniel's messenger had yet another mission ahead of him. Quote, "Now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come," unquote. Both of these princes functioned as the devil's emissaries, and as mentioned earlier, might have represented demons. The extensive spiritual conflict between God and the devil existed from eternity past. In the 14th chapter of Isaiah, the devil once asserted, quote, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High," unquote. At that time, though, God found iniquity in him and cast him out of heaven. Ever since then, the devil has hated God and has transferred that hatred to God's people. What was the divine messenger's mission to Daniel? Quote, "I will show thee that which is noted in the Scripture of Truth," unquote. The term Scripture of Truth might refer to a book containing God's decrees, an expression that could also apply to the book alluded to in Psalm 139, verse 16. Or it could refer to the statements made in the past by prophets of old, which would have been before Daniel's time, of which Daniel had at least some knowledge, as given his knowledge of Jeremiah 70 weeks. The term Scripture of Truth can refer to the certainty of God's prophetic revelation as well. Despite the fact that the subject of Daniel's vision laid in the future, these visions still comprise the part of the immutable counsels of God. The divine messenger added that, quote, "There is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince," unquote. Only the archangel Michael, one of God's very powerful emissaries, was capable of resisting demonic forces successfully. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.